13 hostages, women and children, will be released tomorrow on day one of the pause in fighting.
The release will happen in about 9 hours after the deal takes effect. Millions of people watch SpongeBob, Snoopy, and eventually Santa at today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York.
I never got to do this when I was a kid, so I want to take my kids so they can experience this.
Former Obama staffer Stuart Seldowitz is facing hate crimes charges for repeatedly harassing a halal cart worker in New York. WCBS TV's Alice Gaynor.
24-year-old Muhammad Hussein, whose boss translates for him, says Seldowitz was not a customer, but came over to ask him where he was from. And when he replied, Egypt,
the guy started telling him, you supporting Hamas.
So Hussein started filming.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 4 people in Wisconsin have gotten sick from salmonella poisoning from eating cantaloupes. The State Department of Health Services says 2 of them had to go to the hospital. Some whole fresh cantaloupes sold in mid-October are being recalled. So are pineapple spears with October expiration date sold at Aldi stores. Holiday cheer is tempered with sadness in Waukesha. 6 people were killed and 60 others were injured in an attack on the city's Christmas parade 2 years ago this week. A memorial was dedicated on Tuesday and flags across Wisconsin were lowered yesterday.
Horrible, horrible things happen in this world, but that healing is possible.
Jan Kwiatkowski is a member of the Dancing Grannies troupe. She lost 4 friends in the attack. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A holiday tradition continues with an expanded schedule this weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years. The first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL, National Football League, took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became host to the yearly game, and the Packers kicked off one of the longest runs as a regular Lions opponent on Thanksgiving. A few games stand out, and some football experts point at the 1962 matchup. An undefeated Packers team lost in Detroit when the Lions beat Green Bay 26-14 after sacking quarterback Bart Starr 11 times. The Packers and Lions also hold the record for one of the holiday games with the highest score. Green Bay won this one in 1986, 44-40. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Bucks can't stop the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Boston, losing to the Celtics 119-116. That snapped the Bucks' 5-game winning streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo says they've got to do a better job defending against the 3-point shots.
We just got to be better. Got to be better. The ones shoot a lot of threes. They get comfortable by shooting threes. They play well when they shoot threes. And then they're able to break down your defense and drive the ball, get in the paint, and then drive, you know, kick it out for another three.
And NFL, the Packers placed 2 players on injured reserve. Rookie tight end Luke Musgrave suffered a lacerated kidney in their win over the Chargers on Sunday. Running back Emmanuel Wilson also on IR with a dislocated shoulder. College football, the Badgers getting ready to face Minnesota. Wisconsin coming off that overtime win against Nebraska. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about. You know, we're the most prepared team.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 21. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 30 tomorrow, clear skies. Cloudy tomorrow night, 20. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday... We're going on Thanksgiving vacation Eve edition. So we're gone tomorrow. We got a best of, but come Thursday, made a little special effort. I'm going to play the CJ tapes, similar to the Kraken tapes, but
yeah,
my conversation with CJ earlier today, it is enlightening in some way, shape or form. You will be surprised. You may be shocked. You may
laugh. Will we cry?
I think all emotions were experienced during the course of one short hour. Edited down for radio, it'd be like 42 minutes. It's worth your time investment. So Thanksgiving Day, we'll play that out. And Dom, we've got time for perhaps some early Thanksgiving grievances. I got to tell you, I'm not a turkey or a ham guy. I've told my wife, please. No turkey for me. Like the turkey.
You're like a tofu guy? I mean, what's your meat on a Thanksgiving, man? A goose?
I would prefer goose, like Tiny Tim. I'd take a Tiny Tim goose before I took that turkey, man. I'm just not a turkey guy.
Yeah.
I like the dark meat, okay? You know,
you drown anything in enough, you know, dressing, it'll be fine.
So you're just pouring gravy over it, just thickened meat with starch in it. That's
wow,
your
don't
trick.
Forget about the mashed potatoes with a pound of butter. I mean, you know, very specific.
Now,
all butter. You gotta have lots of butter for Thanksgiving. Let's just be honest.
You know, my favorite is that spicy prime rib from the meat place in Lodi. That's my
stuff you made the other night. That was tasty.
That is my special sauce. But
you can't be eating something like that like more than once a week, man.
No, I've already. Yeah. Gained more than a couple of pounds, and I think it was just that dinner that night.
Oh, that was so good.
Pork loin, sort of a lighter. It's the other meat.
That's what you're going to eat for Thanksgiving, a pork loin?
A little crunchy on the outside, a little searing, cooked. Sure. That was my preference, I told my lovely missus. She never cooks at the house, but when we go up to the cabin, she likes to cook. 844. In case you have cooking stories for me, 844. Yeah. This went off the rails quickly.
I can make a mean bowl of Lucky Charms, man.
I've seen that video. Wisconsin Supreme Court heard oral arguments today. It kind of went off the rails early. At least Rebecca Bradley showed her true colors. Like just a mere seconds into the pleadings.
6 seconds into opening statements, she interrupted the attorney.
We'll try not to interrupt you, Haas. 844-967-2789. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Mike.
What, am I on?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Baby, you're on the radio.
You know how this game's played.
What happened at Taco Tuesdays?
Well,
what is this all fascismo stuff here? What's going on?
It's been supplanted by Wisconsin Supreme Court oral argument Tuesdays. And then the weird random happenstance that I would record an interview with CJ for like an hour today.
Let's address the prior for Bad Becca. Who walks around with a name like Grassley Bradley? I mean, who needs a double last name with the words Grassley? She beat the land speed record of the Roadrunner. She just needs to look at YouTube and check out the German Supreme Court in the days of Hitler. But yeah, I said that. I did there. I went there. I did that. Check out how long it took the Supreme Court guys to trash the plaintiff. But at least they let them introduce themselves, say their names, and their position, which in German takes a lot longer than in English. So I think Becca Grassley Bradley beats. I think she needs to make an application to Ripley's, believe it or not, Museum for a World Record.
It was pretty quick, Mike. No question.
Scott Bob Ross paints a nice picture of doom. I agree with him. I want to be thankful. I want to be thankful to the Mr. and Mrs. Crudy, Mr. and Mrs. Salvia, for giving us the Doms and the Crutes of the world who keep us sane and makes whatever the hell we eat on Thursday. In our case, it's going to be duck.
Oh, and I didn't know duck was an option on the menu, Mike. You're serving duck?
If you want goose, I can do that. But we're going to replace the first letter of that one. Guys, you've been a blessing to us, to this society. As you know, I'm the Debbie Downer of this society. I'm not hopeful, but I just want to say on your Thanksgiving Eve show, thank you. Thank you. Mother is listening to the other room. She will be 97 next week. I hope I get her there.
Shout out, Annalise.
Happy birthday, Annalise. Happy Thanksgiving.
She hopes she gets your... She's going to drag your ass into next week. That's more likely, Mike, but please continue.
Between her and you guys, I don't know who's keeping us alive, but thank you so much. You know, the whole fascismus thing, I'm just surprised at Becca Grassley Bradley's land speed record, how quick she was to get to the point. Because if you look at the YouTube vids of the guys doing that, they have funnier hats, their voice are shriller, it's black and white. But it's creepy, and I think she beat him today.
That is a great historical reference, Mike. Getting a little echo there in the background. Must be Annalise. And, you know, I'm glad it's a happier happy hour for you, my friend. Sound like you had a couple.
Thanks, Mike.
That's how we all get through the fascism.
Copious amounts of weed and alcohol. That's how you deal. No, man, we got to call us. We share, man. This is what we do. We talk about it on the radio. We're going to be having some tough conversations. Presumably some of us, right? We're going to get together with the family and perhaps that uncle or that relation that, you know, may have different ideas about, you know, what fascism is and, you know, whether or not Nazis should be, you know, able to just march unopposed down the streets of Madison, Wisconsin. I look forward to perhaps some enlightening conversations. But, Crudy, I got to tell you, man, you're the one that did the convo with CJ that we're rolling out as a Thanksgiving special, man. You got any advice for those of us who may have to address some perhaps difficult political situations with relatives?
Well, it's always a good idea to start out with a bottle of red, a bottle of white, some edibles, and, you know, give yourself some time. Because sometimes those edibles take a while to kick in.
A scene from the Italian restaurant? What are you, Billy Joel? We're a lot of Billy Joel today. when you sat down with CJ, were you drinking at the studio, man?
I was not. I was not, because okay. I still had to do a radio show. I might start drinking.
Well,
this, soon. All right.
Well, and again, you know,
but these
can be difficult situations, especially with, you know, relatives.
Well, if it's the first beer of the night, I love having a conversation with the guy drinking his first or second into maybe the third beer.
And then that's it.
But if the guy's tearing open his second case for the evening, you know, I'm not going to argue with that guy. That guy has made up his mind, let's just say.
What if they take that case of Bud Light out back and shoot it up?
Still not arguing with that logic, Dom. You know what I mean? But.
So pick your battles, I guess, would be your point.
I think there is a common ground that we can find. The question is do we want to find it? Or do we think we're trying to win the argument? Because if I wanted to win the argument with CJ, I could have shut him down several times and argued facts and figures and da-da-da-da-da. I wasn't trying to win, per se. Now, I did have an agenda. I did want to see if I could make that man sound like a human being. And I tell you, man, it's a heavy lift. But I think you'll...
When you keep saying a human being. Again, I have not... Like, when you refer to someone acting like a human being, I mean, obviously, we're all human beings, Michael. So what is the characteristic, seemingly a positive characteristic?
But many of us go out there...
When you say someone, they're a true human being. Well, okay, what does that mean? Like, what makes a person a real, true human being?
Well, if you ever showed any vulnerability, you might hear me. I would say, you know, a little vulnerability, a little emotion, a little, you know, slowing down, being introspective. That is my only advice. It's not you that's going to change anybody's mind. Certainly not you. It's me. You. No, you're not going to change their mind. But here's what you could do. Maybe. You could slow them down and make them wonder, well, how is it I came to that conclusion? And if you can slow them down and make them be introspective, I think that's the secret sauce. I think that we can have human, air quotes, human conversations with people if we make them slow down. Why did you feel that way? Well, somebody called me a gay slur in third grade on the playground. So you're stuck in third grade on the playground. You know, you're a grown human being now. Give yourself permission to move beyond that thought. So anyways, CJ moved beyond a few of his ingrained biases and actually told me how CJ feels. Because there's plenty of time he's rolling out talking points. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear him. I don't do math on the radio. It's not convincing to me. Hell, man, I'll just concede your math. Whatever you just said, I'll 18 plus 22 equals 40 or 400 billion, whatever you said, I'll believe your math. But I'm not going to do the math. Tell me what you think about immigrants. Tell me about your experience as a union member, card-carrying union member, CJ. Did you know that about the man?
Any reflection on your end, Crudy? Anything that you thought about and came around and shared with CJ to make you a human being?
Yes, I shared a very human story about the day my mom died, and I did so to see if I could make CJ cry. No, I just wanted CJ to know I've been through some stuff.
Yes.
Continue to go through some stuff since I've known you mostly.
Yes, you're welcome.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's
Advocates. You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a very special Thanksgiving edition. A little pre-record here, but we got a friend. She's joined me in the Solidarity Realty Studios and the Mad Radio Studios. She is Lacey Blair, and she's coming over from the Herbal Aspect, one of our fine sponsors and our friends. Welcome, Lacey.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we're excited to, you know, do a little radio here on a Thanksgiving holiday weekend because it's soon to be a shopping day.
Absolutely.
Black Friday. It's got to be an exciting day. I assume you're in the retail business, Lacey. You guys selling some cannabis this holiday season?
Absolutely. For those that don't know, Herbal Aspect is a Black-owned cannabis company that's based right here in Madison. We do offer high-quality lab-tested cannabis products, including flower, tinctures, edibles, salves, and our products are all made with love and care, and we only use the highest quality ingredients. We're definitely committed to providing our customers with the best possible experience.
So, I've always liked the experience I get there. That's quite a bit different than like going to see T-Bone when I was in college, yeah. You know, trying to get rid of that Thanksgiving too full feeling. You'd see T-Bone. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody quite knew what T-Bone was selling you.
Right.
And I'm a grown up now. Mm-hmm. And these products are legal under both state and federal. And The science, I like the fact that Herbal Aspects backs it up with the science.
Right.
Because even if you make that quick run to Illinois, You don't get the same sort of acknowledgement, the science behind what you might be ingesting.
Right, exactly. And that's
or
like,
smoking or whatever you do.
Right. That's one of the things that our customers really like about coming to our store. Now, there are several other cannabis shops in the Dane County area. However, what makes us unique is that we really do like to educate the customers as far as what those cannabis products can do for them. There's so many different uses for it than just getting high. Although that is nice, there's other uses. We like right now, typically in the past, people associated marijuana use with, you know, a negative thing because of advances in science.
Some people did. I always had
an enjoyable time with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But we know that now, you know, because of the advances in sciences, they have like a plethora of health benefits. And, you know, with Ohio, you know, becoming legal to an extent, we are now landlocked. Wisconsin is landlocked by legal states. So, you know, I'm hoping that we jump on the bandwagon right away, you know, and get everything in gear. But yeah, definitely, you know, we do like to offer an education to our customers and make sure that they're getting quality products. We publish the lab results for all of our products right there in the store and on the side of our containers.
The science and the receipts.
Yeah, just so you know what you're getting. A lot of our flower or a lot of the flower that is being sold out here today is just covered in pesticides. That's one of the reasons we publish our lab reports there, because we don't want people to think that they're getting something other than the product that we're selling. We just want to sell you the cannabis. We don't want to sell you the stuff that has the negative side effects. One of our customers is actually a physician that comes in quite regularly, and he was saying that the research is showing that the negative effects from smoking cannabis come mainly from the pesticides that were used. The things that we grow, our growers use things like bat guano to grow our products. So it's all natural. You know, it's a, what's the word? It's an organic product.
It's an organic product, literally. She is Lacey Blair from our friends over at the Herbal Aspects. They're fine sponsors here of the Devil's Advocates. And Lacey, we're doing a little pre-holidayin because come this Friday, when we normally do our 420 facts here on the Devil's Advocates, you guys will be busy doing commerce. Now, we used to be real near you guys. We were right next door to the place on University Avenue, but that's not the one you work at. So tell me about your store.
Oh, well, the one that I normally work at, because I kind of, you know, go around to each location, but the
three locations.
The one that I work at mostly is the one on Winnebago Street. That one, I like it because it is a very nice, low key place. When people come in, you know, it's a nice, clean business. We've got lots of products, all kinds of things in there. Minor cannabinoids, things that show up in smaller amounts than like your Delta 8 THC in the products. Those things are fantastic. Things like CBN are fantastic for sleep. We educate you guys on, you know, the products that we have there and, you know, not just, you know, like I said, for getting high.
No, I realized that my wife actually, and Alan Robinson from Herbal Aspect, mm-hmm. put some stuff together for my wife. She experiences anxiety sometimes, right. and has a hard time just sort of finding a chill spot. And it's not that she ever wants to be inebriated per se, or high as we sometimes call mm-hmm. it, but that relaxation that might come to her. And so far so good with the tinctures, Alan sent home with me, mm-hmm. So far so good, but that's, you know, not everyone's a stoner.
Right. Exactly. I actually, one of the most unique things about working at Herbal Aspect is that you have the opportunity to sit down with Alan and actually have a consult on the products that are correct for you. You know, so you're not just like getting products and like, oh, this is fun. You want products that are actually going to have the right effects. Things like THCV. I take that myself. That one is phenomenal for focus and also for weight loss. Not something you usually hear with cannabis products. You usually hear about the munchies. THCV, though, fantastic for weight loss, in my opinion.
Hmm. I had not heard such a thing.
Yeah.
I got the opposite problem. I get a little chubby at this time of year. Lacey Blair from Herbal Aspects, our fine guest for just a few more minutes. Now, Lacey, as mentioned, Black Friday coming up. Mm-hmm. We want you to do commerce with our audience.
Okay.
How can people get a Black Friday deal from the Herbal Aspect this year?
Well, you can visit our website. That's herbalaspect.com. There's tons of different deals on there. We also have, right now, we're offering for Black Friday gift boxes with a flight of our pre-rolls. So what you'll get in that gift box will be one premium pre-rolled of one of our, you know, premium strains of cannabis. The second one, you'll get four actual different pre-rolls. The second one will be infused with THC crumble. The next one will have a shard of diamond, THC diamond at the tip, so it'll melt right down that cone and give you some really nice effects. And the last one that we have will be in that flight box. We'll have a strain of premium flower mixed with the crumble. It will be coated in THC butter and then dusted in our diamond dust. You get all of those in a pre-roll flight box along with an Herbal Aspect lighter and two chocolates, because as you know, chocolate does enhance the effects of THC.
I did not know that.
Mm. Oh.
That sounds better than a butterball turkey, I gotta
right.
tell you.
Like I said, we like to educate people. So
that sounds outstanding. Now, some people do like to choose edibles.
Absolutely.
So tell them a little bit more about that. And are there any Black Friday specials on the edibles this week?
We are going to be having some Black Friday discounts going on. We've got, let's see. We have a Cyber Monday Black Friday promo at all of our stores where it is buy two, get one free all day Friday through Monday.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yep.
And you guys are open on the weekends as well.
We absolutely are, 7 days a week. And we've got three locations, one at 3547 University Avenue, one at 2017 Winnebago Street on the east side. And we just opened a location in September at 735 South Gammon Road. So we are there for everybody. And we also offer a pre-roll bar, which is very unique to the cannabis industry here in Dane County. You can walk in, pick a strain, and we'll roll it up right there for you.
That's excellent. Lacey Blair from the Herbal Aspect. And again, if people want to shop online,
herbalaspect.com.
Outstanding. You did a great job. Who needs Alan? Or Alex?
We all need more Alans and Alexes in the world.
And more Lacey's. Lacey, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
Thank you kindly.
Hope you do some good commerce here on the good Black Friday.
Thank you kindly. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Six. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A fugitive is now formally charged with the death of his 12-year-old son, whose decomposing body was found in a home in Milwaukee last month. The Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office filed reckless homicide charges this week against Romuan Moy. No one is sure exactly when Jackery Robinson died or how. Meanwhile, Moy is on the run and there's a warrant out for his arrest. Prosecutors in Wisconsin may Sunday get more time to file sexual assault charges. Republican Senator Andre Jock is introducing a bill to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes in Wisconsin from 10 years to 20. Jock says prosecutors in other states have 20 years to press sexual assault charges. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year but stalled in the Assembly. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A small company creates a big business because of its leftover Thanksgiving turkey and what it means to meals today. An Instacart survey shows 98% of grocery store shoppers buy a half dozen frozen meals every year. But in 1954, it takes an over-order by Swanson Foods for the idea of a reheatable dinner to become reality. Employees at the time are facing 260 tons of extra turkey, and rather than eat the huge financial loss, individual turkey dinners are created using airline meals as an example. Each tray includes the turkey along with dressing, potatoes, gravy, and peas in individual sections. It's frozen, shipped off to grocery stores, and before the end of the year, 10 million of these trays, now being called TV dinners, are sold at just 98 cents a piece. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Roll into the holidays and celebrate with fun food and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The holidays are on the way, and Foxview Lanes is celebrating with their holiday party on Saturday, December 2nd. The celebration includes live music from The Unexpected at 8 p.m. and features a food buffet from 9 to 11 p.m. Foxview Lanes, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Book your lanes for Christmas and New Year's Eve before they're gone. Log on to foxviewlanes.com.
Bucks can't stop the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Boston, losing to the Celtics 119-116. That snapped the Bucks' five-game winning streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo says they've got to do a better job defending against the three-point shots.
We just got to be better. Got to better the ones who shoot a lot of threes. They get comfortable by shooting threes. They play well when they shoot threes. And then they're able to break down your defense and drive the ball, get in the paint, and then drive, you know, kick it out for another three.
And if the Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Rookie tight end Luke Musgrave suffered a lacerated kidney in their win over the Chargers on Sunday. Running back Emmanuel Wilson also on IR with a dislocated shoulder. College football, the Badgers getting ready to face Minnesota. Wisconsin coming off that overtime win against Nebraska. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about. You know, we're the most prepared team.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 21. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. 30 tomorrow, clear skies. Cloudy tomorrow night, 20. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Rolling into the happy hour, the Tuesday edition, the pre-Thanksgiving edition for this ensemble cast. And Dom, I've been joined by a fine guest here in the what are we calling it? Solidarity Realty Mad Radio Studios. He is comedian Kevin Bozeman. He's got a big show tomorrow night, a pre-Thanksgiving affair at the Comedy Club on State Street. Kevin, welcome, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. You guys are great, considering you're able to fit me into your busy schedule on this pre-Thanksgiving.
Well, we appreciate you coming around, Kevin.
Come on, you must be the only entertainment guy working this week. I got to tell you. How do you start a tradition of doing a comedy show the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving?
First of all, you have to be committed to getting away from your family. That's got to be number one. You gotta know that, like, you want to get away from them. And then once you realize that you're happier when you're away from them, you start planning meticulously.
And how long has this plan been getting executed for? How many years?
This is year 18, baby. This is year 18. This is year 18. I got grown ass men in my house now. That's how long I've been doing it. Started out in diapers, and now they talking about trying to come to the show, and I'm like, you're still not invited. You're still not invited.
So, what is your Thanksgiving tradition other than the comedy? And you're going to be doing a show tomorrow night at the Comedy Club. I assume there must be some tickets available.
There are. Well, we added a second show. The first show sold out.
Nice.
So all right.
Late show. So, you know, it's a good time when family comes in and they want to drink and kick it, but you don't really want to entertain. You shuffle them off to me, and then I take care of that for you, and then you just put them to bed.
I tried that last weekend.
That's the point. Like, that's the move.
That's the work.
Kevin Bozeman, comedian here in the WMDX studios. So, Kevin, I got to tell you, I had a conversation today, and I kind of forced myself. I put myself in a room with a Trumpster dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I was trying to prove it to me or him or, you know, prove my sanity or what, but have you ever done that? Have you ever tried to, like, force a conversation just to see what would happen?
Oh, all the time. Well, my job.
You're doing so right now, right?
Listen, my job, I am naturally an antagonist. So, I live in this world of gray area where I need to hear what other people are saying and feeling, whether I agree with it or not. So I'm always pushing the button. Even if people agree with me politically, I still challenge them. But people that support Trump, it's easy. Because I live in a well-to-do, like, white suburb. So it's a lot of, in Chicago. So I got a lot of Trump friends that I sit there and I hammer. I just, like, release the steel cage. Let's go. And it's just like, you know, you see, I just feel like a lot of times in politics, people are just lying to themselves. Just tell me who you are and then we can be good. But don't try to act like, you know, the things he say are not racially insensitive or this and that. Just don't lie. Just say, I know it's racially insensitive, but I don't care as much. Then we're good.
I want my tax cut.
That's it. Just come clean about who you are, and then we're good. Because then I can't argue that. I can just be like, all right, that's what's important to you. Like, that's not my thing that's important. But yeah, dude, I have a lot of good friends that's Trumpers, but I just tell them that they can never speak to me anything about morality, ethics, or values. It only has to be bottom line. And if we talking bottom line, that's great. Like, you just, you know, you can't just get rid of everyone that disagrees with you politically, religiously, how you raise families. You just got to learn how to limit yourself of what you can deal with before you snap.
But are you doing so to win the argument, or are you just trying to gather material for perhaps a later show?
Well, I like to problem solve. So I like solutions. I'm only arguing if I know I've already won. If I know I'm already right, then I'm ready to argue till the end, because I've already thought about your angles. That's the only way I would argue. I discuss it, but within that, like, within all of that, breeze material all the time. Like, one of my favorite jokes to tell is just like, all my Trump friends was like, Bozeman, he's our best candidate. Why didn't you vote for him? Here's my rule of thumb when it comes to voting. If the Klan supports you, I generally go the other way. Right? Call me old fashioned.
How hard is it to say that Nazis are bad?
It's a no-brainer for me.
Kevin Bozeman, a comedian. He's got a show tomorrow night, Comedy Club Madison, down here on State Street. A newly introduced late show, so tickets still available. Come consider seeing him on a Wednesday night going into Thanksgiving. Well, let's turn it to another issue we used to always cover on this show. Weed, man. I got to be envious. Illinois has got legalized marijuana. We have always been big fans of the cannabis, let's just say. But it's so ridiculous, man. We're in this prohibitionist wasteland here. 45 minutes from the border.
I just don't know how you guys, I just don't know. Like, I don't even know what life was like without legalization of marijuana. Like, that's like the pandemic to me. Like, not having,
it's just a blur.
Like, not having lots of legalized
seeds, Kevin. That's what I recall.
But I,
lots of brick weed.
Yeah, I'm more of an edible guy. I like a edible and then having the most craziest dreams ever. When you have it edible, and because it puts me in a deep sleep, because otherwise I don't sleep well. But edibles, 10 milligrams, and then I have the best dreams. The other night I dreamed that I was just laying on a bed of candy bars and watching ninjas have a rap battle. It was great. You're not going to have that on beer. You're not going to have that kind of dream on beer. That is an edible dream.
The only problem with that, Kevin, is, you know, I snore and I sometimes startle my coworkers.
You snore?
At the office. Take too many edibles. I sleep at the office.
Oh, buddy, you gotta do it. Like, I know, like, right when my little guy is an hour away from going to sleep, that's when I take it. Because I know it takes an hour, 15 minutes.
Do you give him some melatonin, and then dad takes his melatonin?
No, I to get him to sleep, I blow my whiskey breath in his face. Time for you to go to sleep, little homie.
Kevin Bozeman, the comedian, doing a couple of shows at the Comedy Cafe downstairs at Madison on State Street. Make sure you go check him out. Kevin, man, how'd you get into this biz? You've been doing a long time, man.
Yeah, I've been at it.
How do you maintain success and how do you keep going?
Well, all right, you just asked. Thank God I'm not taking an edible now, because that was seven questions disguised as one. I would say, like, people don't understand, like, stand-up comedy, like, it chooses you. You know, you're not like going through Craigslist trying to find a job. You're like, oh, I hear comedy. I hear comedy's hiring.
But
like,
that's how we got our radio jobs.
Wow, that's different, because you guys are in the throes of danger with talking politics. So that's a different mindset. But with stand-up comedy, you know, you have to create content where with politics, you take the content that you see and then you break it down. So it's just in you. Like, I get all the information that everyone else does. I just process it in a funny way. But as far as like maintaining, I mean, so many people want to be comics now, and so many people are trying these like TikToks and everything. And I'm old school. Like, my social media is not great. I just like, there's nothing better than crafting words to get a response out of people. You know, like, I'm not dancing. I'm not shucking and jiving. I just have jokes, and it's just crafting words to create a joke is like my motivation, and how long can I keep doing it and stay on top of my game. So yeah, I love the game. So and I don't have like an end game. Everybody's like, well, what's your goal? Like, I just, like, I'm doing this for a living, so like, that's already so many people.
Mission accomplished.
Right. You gotta be able to do your, there's nothing better than waking up and going and getting paid for something that you want to do. You can't put a price tag on that.
Well, if they ever pay me for radio, I'll have,
buddy,
climb that hill.
Buddy, I will ship you some Mountain Dews for get you just, I'll if ship you a crate of Mountain Dews.
Kevin Bozeman, comedian. He's got a show, at least one, still with tickets available tomorrow night at the Comedy Club here on State Street. Check it out.
You ever see a grown ass man drink that many Mountain Dews, Kevin? I mean,
he's only it's the bottle body. It's I got two more in the fridge.
Dude, you're like 3 hours away from bedtime. Stop. Stop.
I was up till 2 a.m. last night.
Stop.
Drinking Mountain Dews till like midnight. I can't figure out why I can't sleep at night.
You know what's crazy is Mountain Dew has to be like borderline freezing, because in that plastic bottle, that neon freeze will be warm 6 minutes after coming out of the freezer. Like
I can't drink it out of a can, though. Like, it doesn't taste the same to me. I like my BPD plastics.
There's nothing better than fountain Mountain Dew, like from a quick trip or something like that. Like a fountain Mountain Dew is the only way to go.
But see, I'm a diet Mountain Dew because I'm watching my girlish figure here, Kevin.
Buddy, you're just killing yourself back door. You're just instead of getting caught on the river, you're just going all in on six deuce offsuit and just getting flushed out. But you know what? I don't care. I love that you like what you like and you're willing to do it. Mountain Dew. How many do you have a day?
Three 20 ounces. 60 ounces.
You know
that. Tom drinks at least that much tequila, I swear.
Okay, tequila I can get behind. There are health benefits.
I got tequila in here. Yes, we can remedy that problem.
I haven't even opened it up.
There are health benefits in tequila.
Yes, absolutely.
There are no health benefits at all in Diet Mountain Dew. You know, 60 ounces is really like the required amount of water you can drink. I thought I'd throw that out there.
I barely
you
drink
might have read
water.
That on. You can read that probably on the inside of a Snapple cap or a Mountain Dew cap and be like, hey, you should be drinking water instead.
You know, the only water I get is the ice cubes in my Double Captain diets. That's the only water I drink.
You just love diet, huh? Is it the soda's too sweet?
Once upon a time, no, I used to drink the regular Mountain Dew, and then I'd get up. Here was my diet when I was like a 13-year-old, 14-year-old. Yeah. First working in the morning, I go get one of those Hostess cherry pies.
Yeah.
And then I'd kick Mountain Dew, and that'd be my breakfast, you know, just pure sugar.
But at least go with a Pop-Tart, man. What's wrong with you? You have been off your whole life when it comes to your diet.
I grew up to Pop-Tarts. You know, Pop-Tarts, that took some maturity on my end. I've matured into Pop-Tarts.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever take the time to toast them, though, Curdy? Or did you, like, get them right out of the
this bag? I'm going to leave this conversation a diabetic.
I got the type 2.
My blood sugar is high just having this conversation.
You know, here's what I had for lunch today. There's a nice, I don't know if you smelled it, but there's a fudge ice cream shop right down here on State Street.
Yes, I'm very well aware. That's great. So, that place is great.
I go down there. Like, I skip my lunch. No lunch for me today because
that's how you have to do it. If you know you're going to have fudge. Right.
Yeah. I'm in an ice cream waffle cone mood, you know, just to set the stage for my Trumpster confab I had with this guy. I had to get myself in the right headspace. And so I go down there and they know I'm coming. Like, I'm a regular now. And they go start scooping it for me.
Yeah.
And they hand me this ice cream cone. And then I just stare out the window and think better thoughts.
Is there a defibrillator in this? There needs to be, really, doesn't there? Something we could... Because I don't want his death on my hands. I want to be able to give this guy a fighting chance.
I think what Kevin Bozeman's saying is he's not giving me mouth-to-mouth.
No, I'm definitely not giving you mouth to mouth. I'm not going to get a caffeine high.
Annie, are you okay?
I love it. Man. I love it,
Kevin,
buddy.
Good stuff, man.
Kevin, you got a few more minutes for us, man?
I got you.
We're not shifting back into politics readily from here. No. Kevin Bozeman, he is a fine comedian. I find him to be a funny man. He's doing a show tomorrow night at the Comedy Club on State Street. Tickets still available for the second show added. Get yours. You're not going to want to miss it. I mean, the show, not your relatives. You can skip out on the relatives. Should have been listening earlier. Come back, more Kevin Bozeman.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
This Week in Waukesha. Hey, Don, what's happening next Saturday?
Anya, it's Small Business Saturday, November 25th. Our show, This Week in Waukesha, will start at 7. It's going to be a two-hour show, and we're going to celebrate Waukesha's many wonderful small businesses.
This Week in Waukesha with Don Brown. Saturday mornings, now from 7 to 9, on WAUK 101.1 FM, 540 AM.
The Shaw, WAUK.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Yeah, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. But stick around, the Maggie Dawn Show is coming up next.
Dominic, I got a fine guest. He's stuck around. He is Kevin Bozeman, fine comedian. He's got a show tomorrow night at the Comedy Club on State, a pre-Thanksgiving tradition, 18 years and running strong.
And, wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, stand up at comedy. Everyone should do go to a comedy club. It's just the best way. It is the best live form of entertainment out there. It's because it's so pure and natural. Because you say a joke and right away you know exactly where you stand. Like if you and I could be at a bar, yeah, having a conversation, and it could be a band playing,
yeah,
and we can be talking, and then afterwards we'd be like, they're really good. With stand-up comedy, you have to hang on like every word, and then you get a response. So it's just different. It's way more intense. It's also way more... More intimate. So stand-up comedy is the way to go.
I tell you what.
Stop messing around, people. Come out to a show tomorrow.
Any comedian would have a good show with Dominic in the front row. And I've been doing this show with him for like 12 years now. We were college buddies, college roommates.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. I tell a joke, and I don't know if he's laughing because it's funny or because it just crash and burn. You know, either way, he's going to be laughing his ass
laughing
off at me.
Laughing at you. Does it matter, Kevin?
It does.
Can you sense the difference?
It does.
Because otherwise it feels like you're being heckled a little. I know that feeling.
Because one requires therapy. You guys can figure out which one requires therapy when the audience is laughing at you.
Kevin, have you ever bombed on stage, man? Have you ever felt that feeling?
All the time, dude. The only way to grow is if you go up and you have a great show every time, you are doing it wrong. That means you are taking no chances. That means you found your little formula and now you're just sticking to within and you're not pushing the boundaries. Like I take it on the chin like a prize fighter. I was gonna say some other things, but I forgot there's a radio station and I dialed it back. I dialed it back. Kevin Bozeman, saving sponsors, one joke at a time.
We appreciate that.
I know you do.
We really, really do. They're listening to you in Chicago tonight as well. WCPT playing us out 8:20.
Yeah, Chi-Town. That's my home.
Well, they'll play out a little bit later. They don't give us a live slot down there. So we don't know if we're funny in Chicago or not.
I believe
Kevin
Bozeman
and friends tomorrow night, comedy on State. First show sold out 7:30. Added another show at 10 p.m. Make sure you check him out. Kevin, I love to laugh, man. Like my favorite thing in the world is laughing my ass off. I love the joy that it brings me. And I love it when I can, you know, meet folks and they make me laugh. Recruiting makes me laugh a lot. Sometimes I'm laughing at them. Most time I'm laughing with them.
Yeah.
With them. I saw Joe Coy recently at in Rockford of all places.
Right.
My wife and I decided to go out, go see Joe. Who do you like to see, man? Who did you grow up watching? Who were your inspirations in comedy?
I mean, I would say the same thing, same comics you guys have. It's like growing up, I mean, it was I mean, like Richard Pryor is like probably might be the best stand-up comic, but I still think like pound for pound, the funniest person ever to live, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's really that close. When you think about all the ways he gets you to laugh, like he's covered it all. Stand-up comedy, acting, sketch comedy, animation, hosting,
right? Yeah.
Like every angle, he's done it. I think that dude is great. But yeah, man, I love comics who, like, whatever it is that their style of comedy, they mastered that. So I like to see that.
Kevin, you forgot musically as well. My girl likes to party all the time.
Right? Yeah. I saw someone talking about one of his songs he did with Michael Jackson, and it's tragically bad. It's that song "What's Up with You." It's like they just what's up with you. We're talking like two of the biggest stars in the 80s, and that's what they wrote. Like that's it's just what I'm saying. So you talking about bombing? Yeah, I can go. Yeah. I could go to Oshkosh and take it on the chin at a dive bar when two of the biggest stars in the history of the planet wrote what's up with you.
Kevin Bozeman, have you ever bombed because the edibles kicked in, you mistimed the show, and suddenly you've been called on stage for an encore, and I don't get
high before my show because that's the variant that I can't control. I have been known to frequent a cocktail and be a little intoxicated. Some might say more than a little. But that's just a different kind of animal that I've learned to tame. Like edibles is like when Siegfried and Roy and had the tiger and the tiger bit his neck and dragged him off. That's an edible for me.
You ever try shrooms?
No, I have not. I was given shrooms once and I forgot about them in my jacket pocket and then they just crumbled away. So I haven't. I will take shrooms in a very controlled environment. Like I gotta have someone that I trust and I gotta have a couple of doors locked.
So you're thinking like Thanksgiving evening.
That's a great time.
Hey man, if this is Jesus' will, you gotta be thankful for something. Hey Matt, I'll do a shroom with you as I'm like laying on the couch, chilling out, you watching over me. I know you're not gonna fall asleep. Cause you
drink Mountain Dew all day.
I know you're gonna be wide awake, so I know you can watch over me. I would do like that in a very controlled environment, but I don't do like a lot of drugs or anything like that, unless it's something that I know I can keep under wraps. You know,
I don't know if you want me to be your guide through the psychedelic world. I might not be the right guy. I might take you to the wrong party. We turned around once in college and just went home. Just walked to the bar, got there, and said, I'm going home. Kevin Bozeman, thank you. The shrooms had kicked in mightily. I got it,
man. That's a weird way to end this show. Be like, hey, man, just went, did some shrooms, and then just walked home. So thanks for listening in, people.
Thank you, Scott Ross. Thank you, Kevin Bozeman. Enjoy your Thanksgiving shrooms, everyone. Peace. Maggie Dawn is next. And then I think Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The journey to a smoke-free life can be difficult. Kick the habit with the help of Vape Walkie. Vape Walkie isn't just a vape shop, they're a community, and their knowledgeable staff can assist you in finding the perfect products to suit your needs. With a wide variety of vaping products at the best prices, they cater to everyone from novices to cloud enthusiasts. Mention this ad and join the rewards program to receive 100 free points when you sign up.
Vape Walkie, 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee.
Call 262-696-6620 or log on to vapewalkie.com to find more.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's hostage deal with Hamas has been delayed, but starts at midnight Eastern time here in the U.S. Julie Candler's with the BBC.
Qatar has announced that a four-day break in the fighting will begin at 7 o'clock local time. The first hostages held by Hamas.